All in the Numbers, was that supposed to be a perfect lead-in?
Yes.
Okay.
I was trying to set you up.
All right. So
it's all on Facebook,
that's
by the way.
That's right. Okay. Kevin and Kat had an assignment, and that was to figure out what your number is, okay?
I'm just glad it wasn't a story problem.
Yeah,
that's
no.
what I was afraid
okay,
of.
Okay, no, it wasn't a word problem, that's for sure. All right, so here's the deal. If you weren't with us, what you do to calculate your number is you reduce your birthday to a single digit. Okay, so like if you're born on January 1st, 1967, that'd be 1 plus 1, so January, then 1, the date, and then you'd add the 1 and the 9 and the 6 and the 7 from the year that you're born, and you'll come up with a path number, a life path number. This will help you as you move through your life. A life path number. All right.
I actually interviewed this lady. It's fairly interesting. Her name's Glennis McCants.
Okay. What is your life path number, Kevin?
8.
Does she wear magnetic jewelry?
The life path often suffers from health issues. Make time for laughter and music. Well, you'll have to do something. Won't be able to do that at this radio station, by the way. Makes you want to boogie. Okay. All right, Kat, what is your life?
Wait, Kevin was 8?
He's an 8. What's your life path number?
9.
A life path is highly responsible and has problems asking for help. Carrying stress in your shoulders and neck can be alleviated with a massage.
Too bad there's no time for a massage.
No, that's true. And let's see. Mine is a 3. That would be life path must communicate. Golly. What are the chances? All right. So
written word and verbal.
That's it. So anyway.
Wait. Because I just pulled the website. It says writers, radio broadcasters, actors.
All right. There you go. That worked out. So now you can go to our Facebook page, and we've got all 9 numbers there. So
and how to figure it out.
Yep, so you can do that. All right, so now that you've gotten that and how you're feeling about yourself, then we'll talk about names, unusual baby names. There's a book called The Baby Name Countdown, 140,000 Popular and Unusual Baby Names. Now we're being told there is baby name regret rising among parents. Baby name regret. You know what? You can always change your name. Just remember that. Okay, so here we go. It's the baby name regret. Apparently, these are the ones for girls, the list of most hated baby names for girls. First would be Nivea, which is, of course, heaven spelled backwards.
Oh.
Second is Destiny. Destiny, okay?
How are you spelling Destiny?
D-E-S-T-I-N-Y. Madison is 3rd. Then comes Mackenzie, McKenna, Addison, an example of a masculine name turned feminine, and Gertrude. When was the last time you saw a Gertrude?
We had a rubber chicken named Gertrude.
Okay. Then there's Caitlin, spelled any way you want. Michaela, Bertha, and Hope. So there you go. Those are the, when it comes to baby name regret, those are the girls.
Not to be mean, but if you name your kid Bertha, you're just a bad person.
Yeah, it's a boy named Sue kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, as far as boys are concerned, here we go. The top 4. Golly. Jaden, Brayden, Aiden, and Caden.
There are a lot named that.
Don't you laugh. I was going to name, if Aaron
All
was
right.
a boy,
there you go.
He's going to be Caden.
I'm just saying, there you go. Then comes Hunter, Hayden, and Bentley. Then Tristan, Michael, which is interesting.
No, Michael's a good name.
Well, Michael's a very common name, too.
Yeah.
But they say it's boring. And then Jackson.
I'd rather have a boring name than a people think I'm a girl name.
Well, you know, that's... Well, you are a girl.
Well, I mean, if I was a boy.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, try to follow along.
Goodness. All right, so we went to the Harris County... The Harris County arrest records, the criminal courthouse dockets. Here's what we found. Apparently, part of the criminal process now in Harris County would be one Bodacious Gertrude Neal. Bodacious would be that first name.
And Gertrude.
Yeah. Second is Precious Crystal Hudson. I mean, Crystal is, then when you put Precious up front. Then there's Vernon Wade Baloney.
How are you spelling baloney?
His first name is Vernon. Yeah, we know it now.
Yeah, it's
your first name isn't baloney, it's Vernon.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be classier if they named him like Vernon Prosciutto?
Yeah, I think so.
Hello?
I promise you I'm not boring.
Okay, thank you. There's a Michael, huh? Okay. I understand, and that's good. That, and again, sometimes that's the challenge.
We have a mic.
Yeah. Then there's Ronrico, Jermaine Greer, Jose Cruz Hercules.
See,
wow.
You know, even if people are saying that names like Michael and Hope are dull names because they're traditional,
right.
Well, the fact is just because you spell your, well, for one thing, as a camp counselor.
Okay.
This is my opinion.
Okay. From her life as a camp counselor.
I mean, there have been kids with the weirdest names that accidentally get, like a boy's put in girls' cabins. Don't give your kids, like, names that just...
It would be confusing.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you want your kid to be so unique, so you give them a name like Catherine, but you spell it in a completely bizarre way.
Right.
Just so that people will have trouble trying, because you want your kid to be unique. Your kid's going to be unique no matter how you spell their name.
Well, that's...
And there are studies that show that if you have a totally bizarre name, you're more likely to end up in jail. It's true. I've read them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so,
I mean, there's some like that. There are some that said they'll become captains of industry, too. But
well, there's nothing wrong with just good, normal names.
But that's the reason that they mentioned Caitlin, because that's spelled, at least 19 different ways. Then there's Edward Lou Crawfoot, Avashni Gooney. Now, you see, if your last name is Gooney, that's
you're not
probably
gonna, you're not going to win with anything.
That could be an ethnic name if it's G-U-N-I.
Could be. And it's then there's Prometheus Lamb. Okay.
Prometheus.
Prometheus Lamb. Yeah, there you go. And Baby Boy Small. Now, you see, now that guy's got a problem right there.
He's a gangster already.
Yeah, we're going to do an inferiority thing for him. But there you go. So those are the names when it comes to name regret and some names of people who are, well, within the legal system of Harris County.
Oh.
Baby Boy. That sounds like a name that you would see like in the old Roaring Twenties gangster movies.
Something like that. Hello?
Yeah, I knew a boy one time. His name was Peter Benedict.
Yeah?